Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's what I said during the pick segment on Friday. I said, if I am to believe in Brian Daboll and believe that he's a good coach and have had his back since the second that he's gotten here, I can't believe that they're going to go into Cleveland and get completely waxed. Now, I said I didn't have the guts to pick him to win, but I did pick him to cover. And that's really the story coming out of this game, is you had the lowest point of Brian Daboll's coaching career as a New York Giants head coach, with the whole Graham Gano thing, losing that game to the Commanders, 0-2. It was for him, hopefully, it what turns out to be rock bottom and everything goes up from there. But it could have been, with the Jets out of the way, having played Thursday, and the focus being on the Giants here in New York, it could have been a full-blown Giants bloodbath day, and it wasn't. And they went into Cleveland, and they won. And they came out of that game as the team that was the lesser of the dysfunctional teams that were playing in that game, and now they've got an opportunity against a Dallas Cowboys team that seems to be reeling a little bit. But that was, I mean, you want to talk about just stemming the tide or putting a finger in the dike or whatever analogy you yes. want to use. The Giants winning that game certainly did that. And it shows you that, you know, if you're a Brian Daboll believer, you know, this was a week where the wheels could have come off and they did not. And that's on the head coach in a good way.
It is amazing because yesterday the game starts, right?
Yeah, and it looks terrible.
Right, and it does look terrible. And basically, you know, the text start.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All the text starts. So I'm just going to read one text that I got yesterday at the beginning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it was on Friday, I got a story, Giants players losing confidence in Brian Daboll. Per report, Jalen Hyatt denies trade request, that whole thing.
Yeah, all the stuff.
Right, the pressure cooker spot for the Giants. This is leading into the game, and then Brian Burns pops up on the injury list. Oh, my God. You know, what can you say, Olivier Vernon? I mean, this is like all the, you know, they need to show something, or there's going to be a wrath come Monday morning. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm just like, every game is big. Let's just try to calm down. I'm trying to talk a guy off the ledge, right? And the ball gets fumbled on the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
End the season already is what I got.
Wow. Well, that's someone who's a little dramatic, no?
Right.
End the season already?
Yeah, but this is kind of like the PTSD that the Giant fan has been feeling. And I'm like, you know, can we just relax, take the foot off the brake for a second,
mm-hmm.
and just let's let the thing play out?
Yeah.
You know, and of course, then as the game goes on, this person gets happy and other people get happy. And I like when my friends are happy.
Of course.
You know, but then it's like, oh, now we got to turn our attention to the Cowboys. We can't beat the Cowboys. And then that whole thing. And then a Cowboy fan decides to chime in yesterday.
You got to shut your phone off on Sundays, man.
I mean, but it's amazing.
Holy
just
hell.
Living these people's lives and how they live with the fans.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read the Cowboy fan response to their loss yesterday?
I would like to hear it.
I've been rooting for the Cowboys since, I've been rooting versus the Cowboys since the playoff last year to get a new coach. I want them to get blown out today, and instead they actually score a bunch of late TDs and make it even worse that they go for two each time, only to go for two when you don't have to. Effing coach stinks. Fire this idiot.
Wow. And what do you write back to that?
I didn't answer that because I don't know if that person's having a few cocktails at the moment. I mean, I just, like, this is the kind of stuff that I get all Sunday long.
You just got to go turn off the notifications, man. It's too much.
All Sunday long.
What do people expect to hear back from?
They just keep coming at me left and right.
Yeah.
And I understand their frustrations with their respective coaches. I understand their frustrations with their ownership and things of that nature. But I guess they just feel like they need to get something off of their chest in the moment.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I you're one of the few people I think of to get stuff off my chest because I feel like you don't want to be bothered with stuff like that. I mean, I have people that I'll text to get stuff off my chest, but you're not one of them because I'm like, you don't want to deal with this nonsense.
Well, I deal with you every day for four hours.
Yeah, but true. But I mean, that's another reason why I wouldn't in off hours.
Yeah, but some of these guys, you know, I deal with, I text with back and forth. They're friends. We have similar interests in similar teams. I may not root for their respective football teams, but I have a lot in common, maybe via a baseball team or a hockey team, that kind of thing.
Sure. Okay. I understand. But yes.
I don't
panic.
I much rather have my friends texting me happy things. Oh, did you see that blitz? Did you see this? What a catch by Malik Nabers. And they're happy when they see that. That's what I like.
Yeah.
But, man, when a team is getting roasted, it is the worst. It is the absolute. I mean, from Bengal fans, the Cowboy fans, the Giant fans, to my Jet fan friends.
Yeah.
I have friends that are Bears fans. You know, who, you know, are going through it right now.
Yeah. I mean, there and for 1 week around here, you don't have to go through it because both the Jets and the Giants won and the fans should be chilling out just a little bit. Nice deep breath.
All right. How about this now? So Thursday night, we got the Giants and Cowboys.
Yeah.
Do you know what big game is Friday night? And it's not a baseball game. It's a football game. There's a standalone football game Friday night.
It's got to be college.
That's right.
I actually don't know who's. I don't know.
The undefeated Rutgers.
Oh, that's Scarlet right. That's Knight. Right. That's right. They play. Yeah.
Washington.
Yeah. You know what? I saw the promos
but
for that game.
They're not playing them from last year. Last year they would get wiped out. This year they might be able to stay with them.
Nice. Well, with that Penix
Big Ten
and
football, baby. Rutgers and Washington. Who
yeah.
would have thought?
Yeah. Traditions run deep there.
Yes.
Chris Carlin's got to be fired up, man. We know a lot of great people on that Rutgers broadcast, football broadcast. Eric LeGrand, Mark Melusis, Chris Carlin.
They're all over it.
Yeah, they're all over it. Good for them. Yeah, a little standalone spot for Greg Schiano's group, huh?
Yes.
Fear the chop.
3-0. Keep chopping.
Keep chopping
keep
is
chopping,
right.
That's right.
Is that a home game?
I believe it is.
Oh. Well, that sounds like a good one. Rutgers is favored in the game? Well, then it has to be a home game, I would imagine. That sounds like a cool thing for Al and Gina to go to.
Washington at Rutgers. It's on Fox at 8 p.m.
Yeah, I think that's
perfect. They go against Virginia Tech and Miami on ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a perfect spot.
Rutgers favored by 2.5, and it's over-under is 45.5.
That's a perfect spot for Al and Gina, don't you think? Nice little jersey thing.
Man, Jerry could hook you up.
Yeah, get right down there.
Get my boy Marco Battaglia. He'd hook you up.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking to him a little bit at Garmani, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I like him. He's got businesses in my town.
He does. Yes. And he wants you to come to a basketball game. I know that.
Correct, yeah. And he's going to seat me right near Jerry.
Okay.
Now, didn't you go to a Rutgers game last year and sit in the rain?
I went to a Rutgers football game last year and sat in the rain. Went to a basketball game, had a very nice time.
Okay. See, you got to go Friday night. This sounds like perfect for you and Gina, perfect. She's a Rutgers professor, right?
She is, yeah.
This is big.
On.
This is a big one.
It's a big one.
Three-time grad as well.
Hey, listen. Big one.
What is this now?
They're playing Washington on Friday night, 8 o'clock at home.
8 o'clock. I'm 100% not going.
Oh, Jesus.
A little late.
By the way, not totally standalone. I see that some Miami's playing Virginia Tech.
I said that on ESPN.
All right, it's not standard.
Yeah, but they're on Fox. They're not on cable.
They're on Fox. Fox.
Hey, Danny in Queens, what's happening?
Good morning. Big fan. Hey, Boomer.
Yeah.
Listen, I have some free time on Sunday. Can I have your phone number so I can text you silly and inane things that, you know, may or may not annoy you? I mean, I deserve an equal shot, don't I?
All right, let me ask you a question. Who are you a fan of in terms of football?
New York Giants, long time. If you want to open up that Pandora's box, Giant fans complain way too much.
Yes.
We have Super Bowls in our recent history.
Right, okay.
We're going to right the ship.
Who's your baseball team?
Mets, M-E-T-S.
All right, good. You can maybe text me for that. Who's your hockey team?
Rangers, dude.
Oh, man. Right. Yeah, you know, I don't need any more Ranger texts. I got enough of those. But anyway,
Danny, I won't text you about the Rangers.
So who do you want to text me about?
Specifically, real-time text. What is happening at that time at TPO, time and place of occurrence? What is occurring? I don't know why you're laughing. Why does my idea elicit a laugh? It's a good point. You have to take it on the value that it is.
Danny, yeah, hang on hold. We'll give you Boomer's number.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's 516. Nice Nassau County.
It is amazing, honestly.
Yeah, just try all the 516 area code numbers. You'll get it. You'll figure it out. Many combinations, but you'll get there. Let's go to Bob in Roseland. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Bob. What's up?
Here's my problem. I was fishing around the TV set, and all they're talking about is the Cowboys. Why don't we just face it? They're not that good. They're getting all this TV time.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants do have a shot to beat them this week.
Yeah, I agree. And here, it's not going to be all about the Cowboys. I did mention that earlier, that I'm sure that every single national show is going to be hammering the Cowboys. But that's what. Somebody has done the research, and there's Cowboy fans everywhere. People either like the Cowboys or they hate the Cowboys. So it elicits emotion out of the fan base. And they probably did some research that the ratings are better when they're talking about the Cowboys. Same thing with the Lakers in the NBA. They talk way too much about the Lakers in the NBA. But someone has decided over there in programming with these shows that the Cowboys get some bigger numbers.
Yeah, and the reason that we're spending more time on it is because they play the Giants on Thursday night. I mean, we try to stay away from, you know, that. We try to stay local if we can. But, you know, that is the story. And, you know, ESPN's going to be harping all over it because Stephen A. Smith is going to be laughing at the Dallas Cowboy fan.
Yeah, and they used to bring in Michael Irvin there. And it's the Cowboys. They talk about the Cowboys a lot. It's too much. But it all started with the Skip. It all started with Skip and Stephen A. and the Cowboy thing. And then,
well, it all really started with Pete Rozelle naming them America's team. He wanted to make the Pittsburgh Steelers America's team in the 70s.
Yeah.
But Art Rooney said, no.
No. Nope.
We are Pittsburgh's team. We're not America's team.
That's right.
You got to love that.
No, of course I loved it. Yeah.
But look what the Cowboys, the star in the helmet and the cheerleaders and all the great players and, you know, the 90s success, and you had Tom Landry there. I mean, like, you have a lot of great history there.
Right. So you still haven't seen the Jerry Jones, Jamie Foxx video yet?
No, I have not.
So I guess Jamie Foxx is live streaming from practice.
Okay.
And Jerry Jones is like talking about a player, and he's like 6'3". I'm paraphrasing here. But at the end, I remember exactly what he said at the end. But it's like 6'3". He's got a, you know, wingspan of this and a 8.5-inch penis. Well, he said a different word. And then Jamie Foxx ended the live stream right away. I'm sure Jerry was joking around. I'm sure that wasn't the actual penis size of that player, but
you never know. They measure everything else. Why wouldn't you measure that?
Did you get yours measured at the combine?
I don't remember. I don't remember, but I was there in my underwear like everybody else was.
It sounds like something you'd remember.
They might have been looking at the bulge.
Yeah.
You never know.
Bulge factor.
I mean, it is.
The BF, bulge factor.
Like, you know, the battle of the bulge.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, Jamie Foxx all of a sudden was like, whoop. Yeah, get out of this thing. Jamie Foxx isn't wrapped up in the Diddy stuff, right? He's okay?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he's involved.
All right, good. I like him. I think he's talented. I want him wrapped up in that.
Oof.
Got a lot of people wrapped up in that now.
Man, the question is does he make it through jail time, or does he go the way of Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, I mean, very similar, doesn't it? There's a lot of parallels
feels
here.
Greasy man feels greasy.
Feels a little greasy.
No, it doesn't feel it is greasy.
It is greasy.
The difference is, I think we have a lot of video of Diddy talking and saying things that now make more sense. And his interactions with Justin Bieber on video, very odd.
Maybe they could hire him as New York City Police Commissioner. It seems like whoever gets hired there gets in trouble.
Well, how about the FBI raid in Diddy's house, and there was like 100,000 gallons of lube? You see that? That was seriously.
Sure, it wasn't oil for his house or something? Like just in case It was lube?
It was lube.
Real lube.
And as Joe B. said, marital aids, whole bunch of those.
Marital aids and lube. Yeah. All over the place. You haven't seen it? Look at it.
I've seen. I don't know whether it's true or not.
Well, it's true. I'm telling you.
There's a million memes out there, so I don't know what's true and what's not true.
I'm telling you, this one's true. The lube story is true.
I've read about the lube story, yes.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that part's true. Did he? Yeah, 1,000 bottles of lube.
What brand of lube?
A marital aid object.
So 1,000 bottles of lubricant and baby oil. So let's see.
Baby oil with Johnson baby oil, you would think, right?
Yeah. So where's that picture? I'm trying to find. Yeah, well. So. Yep. Seized by Homeland Security.
What do you think Homeland Security does with all that?
Sticks it in evidence, I would think. You know? They need to test it for anything. That's a lot of lube.
I mean, I'd be more interested if they found some sort of barbiturate or, you know.
Maybe they did.
Opioid, I don't know. Or something like that.
So you got Bieber in the mix with this thing, right? Didn't Usher deleted his whole X account?
And then he claimed he was hacked, so it's back.
Oh, it's back now?
So my guess is he cleaned it up.
Oh. Okay.
Pink deleted all hers.
Pink?
Very interesting, yeah. Very interesting.
So this was all in conjunction with the P. Diddy arrest.
Seems to be.
You know, I told you I met him one time. You remember that
be
one
careful.
Time I was with him? No. I was telling Al. I was after Sunday night. I was staying in a hotel coming out, and he was out in the street. And he recognized me, but it looked like he was going into the hotel. I was coming out of the hotel.
Yeah.
I wasn't going back into the hotel.
Yeah. We make that very clear.
But yeah. I didn't know what to call him.
Yeah, no, I remember this. Yeah, well, like Skivots works now.
Yeah, right, yeah. Skivots seems to work.
Sleazeball.
He had like five
criminal.
Different nicknames. I didn't know what to call him.
Yeah. This is rough. I mean, this stuff, though, I feel like the people that are very famous, they still somehow squirt their way out of these things. You know? Now, Diddy
you know
might
why?
Not.
Why? Because everybody's slippery.
Diddy might not himself. They got him.
Oh, they got him.
But I think all like the associates and stuff,
well,
unless
I don't know.
Unless he ends up singing for his supper.
Well, it all depends on what kind of videos he has. Supposedly has all these people on video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The tapes will tell the truth.
Use promo code Phil.
So the Giants win Sunday. They're now 1-2. Here was Brian Daboll as they beat the Browns. A lot of good stuff, no question, over the 3 hours.
The guys competed. You know, I was proud of the way they competed. Defensively, they're a good football team. Thought we got into a rhythm, made some plays early in the game, stalled out a few in the second half. But at the end of the day, made a play there at the end to seal it.
Jones to Neighbors was certainly a big combination. 8 catches for Neighbors, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns, a couple of incredible catches. Here's Jones.
He's played really well to start. Hadn't surprised us, you know, watching him in training camp and all the plays he's made. But he's, made a lot of big plays for us. And
yeah, so far, and it's only a few
now
games
in. Now it's time
in.
To bow up for the Cowboys.
All right, so.
That's what you got to do. You got to bow up for the Cowboys, bring the heat, bring the intensity, bring the competitiveness.
Well, if the defense plays the way they did yesterday, then they'll be in good shape. They sacked Deshaun Watson 8 times. Here was Dexter Lawrence on MSG about the D playing so well.
No doubt, man. We just kept riding the wave. And, once you get hot, just stay hot. You know, don't lose the focus. And, I mean, that's what we did out here. We came out and won. And, you know, we just got to keep stacking them now.
How many offensive linemen got hurt for Cleveland yesterday? I felt like they were dragging guys off the field yesterday.
And they were also shifting positions.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, you caught a team at the right time, at the right place. You forced the injuries. Your pressure made it difficult on the Browns. Plus, you have a quarterback that is not going to sit in the pocket. You know, he's going to run into a couple sacks, too, as well.
Yes.
That's not going to be the case this week. You're playing against a statue.
Also, very I don't think Dak is a statue, but he's not Deshaun Watson.
95% of the time, he's going to be in the pocket. He may roll out a little bit.
Yes. Watson, very elusive, and they had no problem tripping him up yesterday numerous times.
He's not what he used to be.
No, but he still is looking to run when he can.
Yeah, because he's not processing the field. He's not looking down the field the way he should be.
Did you hear Warren Moon on this?
Fourth and one or two, and you know, he had a guy wide open in the right flat, and he didn't even look at it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Warren Moon on TMZ on that has Watson lost it, basically, because he doesn't look like the same player.
Yeah, I don't think you just lose it like that as a physical talent the way he was. I think a lot of his problems still are mental. He's still dealing with a lot of that crap that he dealt with a couple of years ago with the lawsuits and that, and now all of a sudden another lawsuit comes up.
A lot of that crap.
Hey, you know, it does gets in the way.
No, right, but I mean the way that he's just basically like, oh, he's dealing with all that crap that's been thrown at him. I mean, it's dozens of crap. I mean, aren't we at that point? Right, exactly. It's not as if the world's trying to take him down with false information. I mean, it's settled with a ton of these accusers. You know, I know there's the criminal element of it, and it was something a lot of these were investigated. It wasn't charged, but I mean, there's just a gazillion women that have come out with the same story, and he settled with them.
Yes. And then Moon went on to say, and then he started to play well, and then another one came out, which it did, as we now know. Thursday, the Giants do play the Cowboys, and you are right. I think it was you talking about Michael Parsons postgame yesterday.
Yeah.
Not great. He says guys need to start taking responsibility. The audio is not great. If you can't play it, I'll stop it.
Everyone's in the locker room saying, we're going to do what we got to do, and everyone's going to be accountable. And when you come out, it's like, how are we getting gas? We're not being accountable.
Got to be accountable, then they're not accountable. And then here he is. Things just aren't good right now.
I really believe we're being tested. I'm being tested. It has to come together. You know, it's humbling. You know, at your all-time high, God always finds a way to put you back down. And right now, we're low.
Low as bleep is where they're at right now.
Well, good. Now it's time to jump on them. And hopefully this offensive line of the Giants is gonna assert itself. I thought they played great yesterday. You know, it was fun watching Andrew Thomas deal with Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
That's two of the best players at their respective positions going after each other. That was a fun watch, actually.
Let's listen to Jerry Jones at Cowboys practice with Jamie Foxx, what I was telling you about earlier, because you hadn't heard it yet. So let's take a listen.
Man,
I'm 9'2".
4'1".
Okay.
9 3-inch head. 8.5-inch.
He said 9 3.5-inch head?
Hands, I believe.
Oh, hands.
And he goes 8.5-inch bleep.
The guy at the end's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like as much meat as they can put on it.
Attaboy.
And that was, I believe that was training camp.
Oh, okay.
That right. wasn't a random prize. I think it was back in August.
All right. Well, it came out yesterday.
Why?
What is your team doing, Jerry?
I don't know. I do not know. Not winning. That's what they're doing right now. Yeah. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and Falcons. Not a great night for Kansas City, but in the end, more points than Atlanta.
Third down and 7. They moved it back to the 13. Mahomes in the gun. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Piron is the running back to Mahomes' right. Here's the snap. Mahomes back to pass. Mahomes looking. Throws left side. Caught by Smith-Schuster. Turns it up. Diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes finds Juju Smith-Schuster.
For the touchdown, part of a 22-17 win as Kansas City moves to 3-0. But as Mahomes will tell you, boy, oh boy, can we be better.
I feel like I haven't played very well. And that's not a stats thing. I just feel like I'm missing opportunities whenever they're out there and not throwing the ball in the exact spot I want it to be at. So it's about me getting back to my fundamentals, putting our guys in the right position, and then we got to execute at a higher level offensively.
And as for Kirk Cousins, they played okay, but came up short.
I was really proud of the way our defense held up in the second half and kept getting us the ball back, giving us opportunities. And, you know, there's just plenty I can point to that wasn't good enough to win this game tonight.
And so the Chiefs 3-0, the Falcons 1-2. Tonight you got the Jaguars in Buffalo at 7:30. Here's Ed Oliver, Bills defensive tackle, dealing with one Trevor Lawrence.
Good passer, mobile, one of the elite quarterbacks of the league. So talk about a guy like that. You know, you got to bring your lunchbox, you know, keep him contained.
And bring your lunchbox. Now, Jacksonville is out to an 0-2 start. Doug Peterson says, we've played okay. We're close.
We could easily be 2-0, right? I mean, but we're not. And we've got to fix some things. And obviously, the players are a big part of that, and they know that.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Anybody know what the weather in Buffalo is tonight?
I can look that up for you.
60 degrees and clear. I don't know. Sounds about reasonable.
If you said, I don't know. Why would
55 degrees and clear? Well, because that's going to be here. It's going to be a little chillier there, that's all. What, you think it's going to be bad there?
Could Buffalo. Be raining up there.
That's in New York, right?
It is in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hourly. So tonight when they kick off, 71, cloudy. Wind 6 miles an hour.
Not bad.
Nice conditions. Good conditions.
I would say very good conditions
play
for football.
Play ball in those conditions.
Yeah, I can play ball in those, yeah.
Bengals host the Commanders at 8:15. I wonder what the weather's like in Cincinnati tonight. What do you think?
Oh, Jesus.
8:15. Think 60 and clear. Boom.
Let's see. We're going to be playing some ball in Cincinnati tonight, too, right? Let's see. Is it 8 o'clock?
That's 8:15. Yep.
74, cloudy, 4-mile-an-hour wind.
It's good weather, right, Boom?
Yeah. You got a 30% chance of rain.
Ooh.
At 9 o'clock, yeah, 36 at 10.
That That's also what... means a 70% chance of no rain.
Yeah. You might get a couple, a little drizzle. You can play ball in that weather, can't
okay.
you?
Okay. Yeah, play ball on that.
I mean, it's going to be in Atlanta tomorrow. What do you think the weather like in Atlanta tomorrow?
Hold on.
Mets last night beat the Phillies.
First pitch on the way, hit deep to right field. Will the wind hold this one back? Castellanos at the track, at the wall. He jumps. Gone! A home run! Brandon Nimmo cuts one through the wind just beyond the grasp of the right fielder, Nick Castellanos.
What do you got?
Well, you got 91.
91 at 7 o'clock, huh?
Well, not at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
But it's a high of 91.
Okay.
But then Wednesday and Thursday, big chance of rain.
Hmm.
Thursday especially. Periods of rain, 1 to 2 inches of rain.
Now, here's Francisco Lindor. Could he play?
Where is this?
Atlanta.
Oh. Okay.
He's been out for the last 7 games. Could he play Tuesday?
It's hard. I want to see how I wake up tomorrow, how I bounce back tomorrow. And tomorrow I'll continue to do more stuff, you know, and then go from there.
Right. So if not Tuesday, maybe Friday or Saturday, Boom, you never know. And then, of course, tomorrow night the Yankees take on the Orioles with a chance to clinch the division title. What's the weather like tomorrow night in New York, Jay? We'll see if they can get it done. Yesterday, they beat Oakland.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a high fly ball deep into center field. Bleday's moving back, still back on the warning track in front of the wall. He leaps, and it's gone! A deep home run into straightaway center field.
And for Aaron Judge, number 55, part of a 7-4 win over the A's. Jason Dominguez also homered, as did Gleyber Torres. Run scoring doubles for Austin Wells and Giancarlo Stanton. Here was Judge on, yes, lots of offense this weekend.
Just good at bat after good at bat. You know, guys taking some big walks when we need them to. And guys just coming up with some big swings. You know, we went down early in this game, but, you know, JD answered big time with a two-run homer to kind of get us back in the game. And then from there, we kind of took off. So
yeah, and Luis Gil went 5 1/3 for the win. Magic number 2 indeed clinched the division, is 1 Yankees-Orioles tomorrow.
This weather's going to be a problem in Atlanta, man.
On Wednesday and Thursday. Well, aren't they getting pounded by the tropical storm in, like, Florida and Louisiana?
That's got to be it, because Wednesday looks a little better. Says cloudy with periods of rain chance, 70%. Rainfall may reach 1 inch, but Thursday is like a flat out washout.
Really?
Yeah. Chance of rain 100%, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected at night. They play all those games are night games, I think. So, yeah, that of course, that's going to screw crap up.
Of course it will. Of course it will. That does suck. And there's no open day because they're going to go right from Atlanta to Milwaukee.
See, in situations like this.
Play today.
Well, this is exactly. In situations like this, or play a doubleheader on Tuesday. At least get, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe they'll change it. If MLB has some foresight and they've got, maybe they're in the offices wondering what the weather's like, maybe they do something like that. I don't know. If it's that bad and you're saying 100%.
Well, that's, I mean, you, once again, you can't see into the future. But it looks terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds bad. And Shohei Ohtani hit his 53rd home run last night as the Dodgers beat the Rockies. He goes back-to-back with Mookie Betts in the ninth.
What was the weather like when he hit that home run?
72 and clear.
Nice. That's why it just went right out of there. Yeah, humidity.
Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So Al is trying to come up with a new parody song for Malik Nabers, and fair to say, as he revealed today, he has limited options, but he is working through it, including this attempt.
Throw it up to Malik's neighborhood. Malik's neighborhood. Malik's neighborhood. Yeah.
What do you think?
Whoa.
It's a work in progress, Jerry.
You have, like, writer's block or something. There's something going on.
Listen, Billy Joel stopped writing songs in the mid-'80s.
They came out with River of Dreams. That was about it.
I'm curious to see if Boomer knows the Rolling Stones song that you also considered.
Yeah, there's a Rolling Stones song called Neighbors. Not a lot of people know it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think I know it, but I'm sure if I heard it, I would remember it.
Goes like this. Neighbors, neighbors.
Yeah, I can't say I've heard that one. Yeah,
not ringing a bell.
No. Sorry. Oh boy, this is why he's in tune, because now he sees a star. You can always tell
exactly
when there is a star. Al gets all jacked up and excited about it.
Yeah,
and this kid's played 3 games. 2 of the 3 have been star-like, yep. And he has impacted you.
It's like the songs he did for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. Right.
And Aaron Rodgers.
And Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. And Aaron Judge and Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto.
Oh, yes. You didn't do a song for Juan Soto. I thought you did.
No, I just did Juan Soto.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Right,
enjoy
good
your
stuff.
Monday.
The Ravens, and think about all those games that he had against John Harbaugh in the playoffs, in that memorable game where they were running the hurry up offense and doing all the weird substitutions, and John Harbaugh was ticked off after the game, and then Tom Brady said we didn't break any rules. I mean, the dynamic between Brady and Harbaugh must have been interesting. And now this week, thankfully, Brady's not doing a Cowboy game because that's Thursday night. He is actually doing, I believe, the Patriots at the 49ers.
Ooh, doing his first Patriots game.
I believe so, yes.
That's going to be a bloodbath spot there.
Yeah, it's a 4:05 game on Fox. It's not even a doubleheader game. And, you know, the interesting thing about that is that so Brady now is finding out what it means to show up every week and do a game that, you know, maybe the national audience isn't going to be watching. This is more like a regional game.
Yeah, I mean, I think people will pay attention to it because it's Brady and the Patriots, but that game could get out of control with the way that, you know, the 49ers losing back-to-back weeks. They're pissed off. They're back at home. The Patriots stink. Get your notes ready.
Yeah,
storybook out.
Yep, and you know, obviously everybody in Boston will be listening to what he has to say about the Patriots. He'll have to, I guess, couch some of those things. I don't necessarily know. I wonder if Drake May will play this week. I don't know. I haven't seen anything as far as an update for them. Also, the Miami Dolphins, what are they doing at quarterback?
Yeah, you know what's crazy is I joked all last year, like half joked, but joked just to kind of have fun with Jets fans that, you know, the worst situation for the Jets would have been if after Aaron Rodgers went down that Mike White would have taken the Dolphins to the playoffs. Now, Mike White, right before the season started, they released him. And the Buffalo Bills picked him up.
I bet you they released him thinking that they were going to try to put him on the practice squad or
maybe
something like that. And the Bills very smartly said, you know what? Let's grab that kid.
Now, remember, the Dolphins went out and signed Mike White, and they signed him to a legitimate backup quarterback contract. Like, this was, you know, they didn't just bring him in as the third stringer. Like, they gave him some money the previous season after his big year with the Jets. And now they're down to Tim Boyle, who we remember from here, after Skylar Thompson gets hurt yesterday. And they're probably thinking, geez, what a horrendous break here releasing Mike White. And I'm sure that, because he knows the offense. He's been there for, this would have been his third year in the Mike McDaniel offense. He's clearly a hell of a lot better than Tim Boyle is.
Oh.
So
give the Buffalo Bills a lot of credit for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, and they're not going to trade him or release him or do anything. They're not going to help out the Dolphins.
I mean, if anything, you got to think about other teams with other backup quarterbacks that maybe, just maybe, they would consider trading. Now, I don't know. I have no idea if the Steelers would trade Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know whether or not I was trying to think and where they could get a quarterback from. I don't believe that they're going to be bringing back Ryan Tannehill because he's out there. He hasn't signed with anybody.
Yeah, so Russell, let's see. Who's the third quarterback there? But you got to remember, Justin Fields is also a guy who plays a game where he could get hurt too, and they're 3-0 at this point. Do you really want to trade away a guy who can play the position competently in Russell Wilson, that situation? I don't know. Yeah, they're screwed. Kyle Allen is the third string for the Steelers. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Mason Rudolph is the backup now in Tennessee. You probably see him at some point if Will Levis keeps throwing a ball to the other team. Interesting.
It seems like every team ends up, two out of the three teams they played ended up scoring touchdowns against them on Will Levis turnovers.
Liz in Bucks County. What's going on, Liz?
Oh, hey, guys. So just jumping on the Cowboy kind of not like bandwagon here, but I want to throw something by you. So we all know that the Cowboys aren't America's team, even though they may get ratings. But for the past 3 weeks, they've had their A team, right? Brady and the other guy. Even though
Kevin Burkhardt used to work here.
Right. That's right. He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, even during the 1 o'clock slot last week, when it could have been Bucks versus Lions, which was the divisional rematch, right, from the prior year. And so then I got to thinking, I feel, you know, Brady has had the Cowboys 3 weeks in a row, and they've made it his, you know, they've made it, regardless of the time slot, they've made it game of the week. And I think that the NFL is so invested in making sure Tom Brady comes off as competent, they're throwing him a softball by having the same team 3 weeks in a row. So he gets to know the players, he gets to know their weaknesses. And even though there are better games on and Cowboys aren't America's team, they allow him to, they make it so to prop up Brady.
Well, I mean, let's face it, you know, they're giving him the number one team in terms of ratings. Plus they're also promoting everything around him, whether it be promoting him going back to work or him in commercials that Fox is showing, you know, they want the ratings around the game because they want to justify the $375 million contract.
And there's nothing wrong with trying to help if Fox, it wouldn't be the NFL, it would be more Fox. If Fox wants to help Tom Brady get off to a good start and having the same team 3 weeks in a row, it happens to be the Cowboys, one of the most talked about teams in sports.
Yeah,
there's nothing
wrong
with that.
It's all about the ratings. It's not, it has nothing to do with helping him in terms of talking about the players and the coaches and making it easy. It's all about putting Tom Brady on Cowboy broadcast when Fox has the opportunity to do that. So this week, their opportunity is to have him do a Patriots game at San Francisco. But again, it's a 4:05 game. It's not even the national game of the year. I mean, of the week.
Okay.
I mean,
it's the national game of the
CBS
year.
CBS has got the doubleheader this week. Yeah. And unfortunately for CBS, you know, they have Kansas City and the Chargers, and Justin Herbert's most likely not going to play in this game. That's brutal. And then the other game you have in your doubleheader window is Cleveland at the Raiders.
Oh.
So that's the doubleheader window for CBS, which is unfortunate because I remember working at CBS, like you would think, all right, man, Chargers, Chiefs, this is going to be unbelievable. Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert.
Well, at least you got the Chiefs in there. Chiefs will still draw.
They'll, of course, they're going to draw, but it's not going to be the same type of game if Justin Herbert's not playing as opposed to Taylor Heineke.
Don't count him out, man. Little guy can scoot.
He can, but, man, I'll tell you, that's a rough one.
No, it is. There's no two ways about it. What's rougher is Cleveland and the Raiders. Ugh. That's one of the worst games you could possibly put together in the NFL right now.
Right, and they actually benched Gardner Minshew towards the end of the game yesterday. Now, I don't know if they took him out because they, you know, they were out of the game and they wanted to get Aiden O'Connell some snaps or whatever, but you know, I can't imagine that he wouldn't be playing against Cleveland this week.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.